Jason, you wouldn't even really be in this whole predicament with, you know, emailing your pastor something really cringy and embarrassing if your wife had just gone out for her birthday, celebrated like a normal person, and woke up hungover, too hungover to go to church. But yet, here you are in the predicament, emailing your pastor something that is just cringy. What happened when you were in church?
And we're sitting there waiting, and we go right up front, and, you know, the band starts playing, the smoke, the lights, and all of a sudden, it gets dark, and the video and the production, all of a sudden,
perfect church for Jason.
Not a concert.
Oh, my gosh.
Church.
Oh, my gosh. Something mysterious has happened, and sure enough, the lights come on, and there he is.
He descends from the ceiling.
I was like, oh, God. I put my phone down. Oh, my gosh.
I should have dressed nicer.
Nobody tipped me off.
Jason, what was your reaction?
It was.
What, you were So I'm like,
keeping it cool. So I'm paying attention. He's right there, live in person. And all of a sudden, once again, my heart starts beating faster.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I start getting that dry mouth.
Butterflies.
In fact, we were extra close because we were there a little bit earlier. We're extra close. We're like in the sixth row. And I know there's lights on stage, but he looked over at my direction a couple times. I'm like, I think he sees me.
Man, gave you a wink.
He sees me, but I'm not letting this crap happen.
Jason's got his underwear on stage.
Here's my boy.
This is the guy you dumped rice on, man.
Yep.
This is the guy you dumped rice
yes,
on.
Yes, it is.
Yep. That
thank
pastor.
You. Right? And
he just threw rice on him.
It flung in the air by accident at lunch because I was nervous when we had a lunch together.
Got it. So flung like, rice.
How am I not desensitized yet? How am I just, I went on a one-on-one lunch with this person, and yes, I did, a mishap happen, but I should be desensitized.
Twice, right?
You've been lunch twice.
Twice.
Yeah. Two lunches.
Twice.
Yeah.
Very nervous those times. So anyways, at the end, the whole thing happens, and he does his little Jesus stuff.
Sermon.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very good at it, and I'm really thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, well, that whole time where I'm like, I'm going to point out something he said that's conflicting, that he serves it back to me in a package, like, in my face, and I can't say anything. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Because you agree with it.
Well,
you're trying to find.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, well, what is he? He keeps saying that, but that's not.
Jason goes to church to try to prove the pastor wrong.
Yeah.
Define loopholes.
It was basically, and I don't know, you guys have all different churches,
yeah.
And I don't really know what's part of, like, is accepted by all Christians. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to understand that
because okay.
I just don't know. I haven't. This is, like, the first year I've ever been to church or any of this stuff in my life. So anyways, he calls it a faith crisis. Faith crisis means that we all think sometimes, well, I've been praying and praying and praying, and why isn't God answering my prayers? And why don't I see it? And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yes, I go through that all the time. I've been praying to God for a year for $1 million. I even said I would do anything for $1 million. I've announced it on the radio. I would do anything for $1 million.
What a
There's
faith
no
crisis.
$1 million.
Yeah. It's a real testament right there.
Yeah. What?
A trial of your faith.
This is going to be a great testimony for you one day.
Yeah, well.
I want $1 million for doing nothing. Trust me, we all pray for that.
Uh-huh. I said I would do OnlyFans.
Okay.
But anyways, the opportunity really hasn't arrived where I could get the clearly message of $1 million. I even haven't seen a sign that I'm going to get the $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells us, what do you keep doing when you're in this faith crisis? Because he has something going on in his wife, and not to get too deep or anything, but his wife, you know, have certain, I think he's actually mentioned it before. I don't know. So I'm not sure if I should
say.
He has
some health things
health issue,
going
yeah.
on. Yeah.
yeah. So he's like, yeah, and if you have a faith crisis, then the one, you know what you got to do? Do you know what you have to do? I'm like, yes, I want to know because I want my $1 million.
Jason's pen and paper.
Tell me.
How to
tell
get me. Rich quick. Step one, faith crisis.
Here's this pyramid.
You know, and then he starts talking about all the other people you got to put first. I'm like, oh.
Skip.
Think of others, yeah. How many skips do I get?
If you could mute him, you would have.
Yeah.
Mute.
Oh, fast forward.
I mean, you know, you skip. Before me. I'm like,
like, let's cut the fat.
In fact, he's like, sacrifice.
And it's a fat, PJ.
Peach.
Get
Peach.
To the rich
yeah.
part.
Yeah. And then even like, love your enemies. I'm like, oh.
Skip. You used your skip.
You have no idea what Jerry just said to me last week.
Carol, wake me up when he says rich.
When the money's been transferred to my account, wake me up.
And it's like all this materialistic stuff that you're not supposed to be into. I'm like, this is horrible.
This is the worst message of all time.
What is going on?
No. He goes on to Yelp and gives him like a horrible rating.
Yeah. And at the end of all that, Jonathan had the audacity to say what you're supposed to keep doing. Just keep believing in Jesus.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Skip.
I never get answers. I never see the $1 million. I'm supposed to still believe and live that lifestyle. Give me something.
So first time he's ever been heckled from the sixth row.
He's like,
less evidence, bro.
This talk is so mid.
Jason has a bag of rice on.
Yeah. Boom.
No more rice.
No, I didn't know he was.
You want more rice, boy?
Skip. So anyway, in my fear of him possibly seeing me because I'm in the sixth row, I just keep a slight smile on my face and like, but deep down inside, I'm thinking of honest. So anyways, it ends, and I'm like, okay, he's going that way. I'm not going to let an episode happen where I'm too afraid to go up to him and get a selfie because I already got the selfie at the lunch thing, and you know, he makes me nervous, and I really, to be off the record, I really do like what he says, especially the non-religious stuff. I know he intertwines it, but it's really good. A loss of anxiety. It's a really makes you think about you know, your family and the way. I mean, he's very clever of that stuff.
But after this performance, you're not impressed.
The million and the Jesus part was kind of disappointing. Mm-hmm. But
although part of his sermon wasn't anything about money, it was just something inside you that he knows nothing about. But anyway,
so
right. This wasn't a Joel Osteen like prosperity church type thing.
Are there things you've been praying for?
He was mentioning because he was praying for his wife to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And that
see the
has
difference?
Not happened yet.
Yeah.
You see?
Wife has a health crisis. You want $1 million to maybe get on OnlyFans or just $1 million for no reason.
It's a good point. A little different player.
Skip that.
Skip. Swipe.
You're right. So anyways, it's over. So they Zach, my friend, his wife's there and her kids are there. So we're all getting congregating together, ready to leave. And of course, when that happens, people tend to talk to each other walking very slow. I'm like, let's move it. Let's move it because I'm not going to look like I'm trying to stick around for a selfie type thing.
Sure.
I'm just going to go because I don't know. And for the record, when I was there earlier, I didn't see him there earlier. I didn't usually sometimes like the pastors and stuff hang out early. So I was so shocked that he was there and I was caught off guard and not prepared. And so we start walking. And I see a couple of my neighbors there. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Walking. And all of a sudden, Carol keeps walking. And I'm like, I hear from behind, like, Jason! Jason! And I turn around.
Oh.
And Jonathan Robbins is like, Jason! Hey!
No. The pastor.
Oh, yeah. The pastor himself.
I almost sharted. I was like, oh, my God. Keep it together. Keep it together. That's what I was saying. Kids, keep it together. You know who you are. Just keep it together.
You know who you are.
You've had lunch with him twice. He's a man like me and you.
So we go up, and when he yelled the name Jason and Jason, it was even more terrifying because a few people looked around and saw because they were also like, oh, that he's here, you know, and they're seeing me talk to him. So the pressure's really on me now because everybody around me is seeing me talk to him. He's like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad I can make it today. I feel my mouth getting dry again.
Uh-oh.
I'm starting to shake again. Mm-hmm. And then I said to him, I said, when you said today about the, you know, just got to keep believing in Jesus part, were you talking about you specifically as well? And he said, yes. And I'm thinking, yeah, I was thinking about for the $1 million.
But
I didn't say that to him. I said, I just want to know, is your wife, Cheryl, doing well?
Oh.
Because I wanted to show him that I take an interest in what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and goes, I'm Donna?
It's not the ballpark.
Cheryl
and Adonna?
Cheryl.
Cheryl's not in the Donna ballpark. Everyone knows that.
See what you're doing right
you're
now.
You're not in the name ballpark. Yeah. Brian was Karen or, you know, something with a C.
Like Debbie or Donna.
Or something.
Yeah. Sharon.
You went Cheryl.
I can never remember names, but I wanted to really go for it this time to show that I had, you know, I was interested. I really do, but I have the problem with the name because I have the face blindness, whatever it is, thing with, like, Brad Pitt does.
Why did you go for
because
it?
Because I wanted to really show it's personal.
You should just tell him, look, dude, I'm a terrible speller.
Yeah.
Okay? I thought that's what it was.
When I write Cheryl or write Donna, it looks like Cheryl. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's how you pronounce it.
That was autocorrect. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm from Rhode Island.
That's how they say Donna. Forgive me. Hey, it is Cheryl. They're like, oh, Donna.
Oh, Donna. You talk about Donna. Yeah.
It's like Cheryl, karaoke. Donna.
Karaoke, karaoke.
I'll call somebody. They'll vouch for me. I promise.
Everyone says Donna like Cheryl.
So I really try to go for it. And when he looked at me, and it was a very awkward silence, like, I think he was thinking, are you kidding me right now?
Okay, so Jason, you're standing in church. Everybody is looking at you. Your wife is probably very angry with you at this point. But here's the thing. We still need to know what happened with the creepy email. What did you say? You're going to tell us. You'll fill us in coming up next.
So Jason was sharing a story about how he gets nervous when he's around his pastor at his church. And he saw his pastor. They've had lunch together multiple times. It's not like a new thing. And he got nervous, and he was trying to be a normal human being by asking something about the pastor and saying, hey, how's your wife Cheryl doing? The problem is, he doesn't have a wife named Cheryl. He has a wife named Donna.
No, and I think also the other part that's the weird about it is, like, Jason trying to be normal.
Right. Right.
Like, it doesn't come easy.
No, it's a fish out of water, really. So he gets, you got the name wrong. So, but Jason, how did you redeem yourself and get out of this very awkward situation?
I just lost all sorts of sense and what anybody was saying, and I have no idea what he said. Yeah. I have no idea what I said after that. I think it was a very, like, oh, I'll see you next time. Thanks for coming. I don't know.
Was it like when dynamite goes off really close to your ears, and then it's just like, it's just, you hear that like, weird silence, but like,
ringing.
I don't hear anything.
It's like slow motion, and there's smoke for some reason in the background. Yeah.
And I'm just like, just mortified. So I start walking away.
Oh.
And I'm like, ew. I embarrassed us again.
Cheryl. That's what you should have doubled down, called Cheryl. Your wife the wrong name.
Oh, yeah. I can't call everyone Cheryl.
I call her Cheryl.
And they look at Everly like, Cheryl. All right, the two Cheryls get in the car.
And Carol's like, what did you do? And I'm like, you know how I can't remember, and the neighbor's names, and call everybody something different. I don't know what's going on and all that. I just did that. And she's like, why, Jason? Why do you have to do that? Next time, just say his wife. And I said the same thing. I wanted it to be more personal. I don't know. Mm. So anyways, I said, it's not a big deal.
He gives me butterflies.
So we drive home. We're driving home. And guess what? The whole rest of the day, I'm thinking, don't like this. I don't like how I said that. That's not personal. I had lunch with him and this and the rice and this. So I come in to
you
work.
Just replay it
yesterday.
And replay it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to send him an apology email that basically says that I'm sorry for referring to your wife as Cheryl. I have another friend's wife that is Cheryl that was hard for me to remember because I got that guy's, I think I called that guy's wife Donna.
You wanted to explain it.
Yes. I did. And I went into the studio and I said, this is what happened. I said, I did say to Katie Case, like, I don't think you said the word.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And what did I say?
Oh, don't worry about it. You have nothing right. But then Jared said, I said,
it's my fault.
No, I didn't say it's your fault.
Because he tried to blame me earlier, and I'm like, oh, hell no. I said, let it go.
I said, if you're going to have anxiety about it all day and all week, and you're going to feel awkward around the person,
I would have.
Send a quick, you know, common sense email.
Yes, I did. But
nothing creepy in it.
Yeah.
So I was getting the nerve. I was getting the nerve to send the email, and, you know, I was working myself up, and that's why I kind of went to you guys asking about it, because I was thinking about sending it there. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it because it'll help me out if I do it. So I wrote this email, and we were in between segments.
Yeah, you mean you sprinted off
sprinted
to do it
out,
quickly.
And I wrote, to Jonathan.
It's his email, so he kind of knows it's him.
Already
got that name right.
Dear John.
Just want to show you I know names.
Well, if I type in, like, John, I think, like, Jonathan Robin Southern Church pops up on the top.
Okay.
To Jonathan. I said, nice to see you. That's all I said in the subject line.
Creepy so far.
Yep. Exclamation point or no?
Yes.
Exclamation. Okay, good. Nice. Okay. Nice.
Heart emoji. I just wanted to apologize for referring to your wife as Cheryl, not Donna. I said, just remember, you are my Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
Wait a second.
Who? You're making it worse.
You are my Taylor Swift.
You mean to tell me that your second sentence to this man was, you are my Taylor Swift?
I'm sorry.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, because what I was trying to say to him is that I get more nervous talking to him than I have with Taylor Swift.
Why didn't you say that?
Because I don't know. I get flustered, obviously. I get so nervous.
You should have just said that. Yeah.
You are my Taylor.
You are my Taylor Swift.
You are my Taylor. You are my
Lord. I don't know how to quit you. You are my
everything. I thought I had to quit you. So, put your fingers in my mouth, please.
And I was in a rush.
I think about you every time Taylor comes on the radio. You are my Taylor Swift.
I'm still embarrassed. I'm cringing.
We're cringing.
I get back into the studio. Hopefully some positive reinforcement from you guys.
No, I just sent
the email, but I sent it a little differently by accident. I accidentally told him that he was my Taylor Swift.
Accidentally.
Who does that? Trying to compare the fact that I get nervous with Taylor Swift.
But you didn't say that. You said, you're my Taylor Swift.
Jason, I don't want to pile on. And you can be very long-winded.
Yeah.
The fact that you didn't try to explain that is the one time that you edited the fact that I wouldn't.
You needed a lot more fat than
you know. Give it some detail.
Because I'm so nervous of talking, there's not a whole lot that I can come out.
Jason, it is an email. You have time to perfect it.
There's actually
obviously,
no time.
I wish I never sent the email now.
Well, you're going to start listening to me.
I'm glad you did.
We're all glad you did.
Because before this, anytime you would have bumped into a Donna or Cheryl, you'd have thought about it.
Now
you're going to think about it every time you hear Taylor.
Is it better?
Which good news is you're going to hear everywhere you go.
She's not the biggest star in the world. Yeah, right. She just dropped 40 songs.
Don't go on Instagram.
Well, in football season. Oof.
Oh.
So after I got this type of reaction from you, now twice. Actually, this is the first for Matt.
Yep, this is great.
Because Matt's in another room, can't hear us, so we're talking off the air.
This is tremendous. It's so much worse than I thought.
Yeah.
If I could just say that.
Shut up. You can't make me feel better.
I had no idea what the email was. And when you said that, I'm like, oh, this is bad. It's real bad.
Jason, you'd been better off saying, I want to wear your skin.
At least
then he kind of knows what he's dealing with. Yeah. This is so just bizarre.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's probably how he took it.
Right. I want to drink your blood. Okay.
What was his response?
I want to wear you.
His response was blot. Skip.
Thank you, Jason. You're actually my Travis Kelce. I've been wanting to say this whole time.
You are my Travis.
No way.
We're going to start our own church together.
Thank you.
Nope. You have been deleted from the directory. They're not going to cash any more of your checks.
Well, they're not going to accept your kid tickets.
Yeah.
I text Carol in the middle of the segment. I don't know if you noticed that. And I said, Carol, you won't believe this. I accidentally sent another messed up thing in an email. No, what now? So I went back to the email before he wrote. Hopefully saw it. And I wrote back and I'm like, sorry about the last email, too.
Oh, my God.
Subject line. Let me explain the Taylor thing.
What I meant was, and I said, talking to you sometimes makes me more nervous than talking with Taylor Swift. Not that you're actually my Taylor Swift, but sometimes.
P.S. I don't want to wear your skin.
So, P.P.S. Things I should have said the first time.
Hashtag Team Robin. Robin's boys. I'm part of Robin's hood.
The one time you don't use AI, see what happens. ChatGPT.
ChatGPT would have handled that better.
We cannot send this.
So after
ChatGPT would have been like,
Nah, we're gonna fix this.
We're not gonna be part of this.
So after
you have no idea how bad it gets. I wish I knew how to quit you.
You know what? That would have been better.
It probably would. And about an hour later, all of a sudden, in my inbox, I see Jonathan Robbins. I'm like, oh, gosh. I couldn't open it right away.
Heart
I was like,
just racing.
Is he gonna take this like that? And all he put was, you are hilarious. A bunch of explanation points.
Please don't kill me.
He's afraid of you.
He's afraid of me.
He said, I don't even remember you referring to my wife as Cheryl.
Oh, no.
No.
I think I think, well, I don't know if I preach a lot to lie, little white lies. I don't know. Or Jesus can get them. I don't know.
But he's not out to get us.
But he might have just been saying that to be nice. I would maybe assume not. If somebody else called, like, hey, how's your wife, Melissa? I would remember that. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, true.
And he goes, don't worry about it. Let's have lunch again.
That's it. He's like, now again.
I didn't reply back.
Jason starts turning to Taylor Swift up.
Dear Jonathan, it's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
So, and then attaches a link to like the cabin that it goes to.
Look, it is really nice this time of year.
Do you mind climbing a ladder? Is that okay to get to the loft?
We can admire the foliage.
Yeah, we're both staying in the loft together. I mean, you know. You gotta ask Cheryl. I mean, Donna.
Well, I didn't reply back yet because I'm too nervous of one, messing up the email.
Let Katie write it for you.
Two, I've got to prepare myself for a month getting ready for this lunch.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's where we're at.